Welcome to our morning show get together today. It's a pleasure for the first part of the show to have Sarah Hagano in the studio, the outgoing Alice in Dairyland. Good morning, Sarah.
Good morning, Philip. Thank you so much for having me on today. It's such a pleasure to join you over here.
Great to have you on. We've interviewed you several times during the year, going back to the River Valley School Fair. I think last year was the first time I met you face to face.
Yes, and I think that was our very first radio interview. Well, maybe we had a couple phoners, but yes, that was our first interaction face-to-face, and surely we've made a lot of really great memories in the meantime.
We have. That year goes by pretty fast, and it's interesting that this is your very last interview as Alice in Dairyland.
This is my last interview ever during my term as the 78th Alice in Dairyland. My last official day then will be July 5th, this coming Sunday, my last appearance that day. I'll stay on for a couple more weeks with the program just to make sure we get our next Alice in Dairyland off on the right foot, but kind of crazy that the year is coming to a close. I can confidently say, though, it has been one of the most amazing years of my life. Truly a once-in-a-lifetime experience, and I am so grateful to have had this opportunity to serve Wisconsin agriculture as the 78th Alice in Dairyland.
Do you have any idea how many interviews that you have done through the last year?
Man, you know, it's got to be at least over 100, if I had to guess, between, you know, radio partners and doing some TV interviews, as well as just giving speeches and presentations. You know, in a year's time, any Alice will give hundreds of those interactions and speeches. So I would assume it'd be upwards of that 100 mark.
You've been busy. The month just passed. Of course, June Dairy Month, that's kind of the top month for Alice in Dairyland, isn't it?
It is. You know, June is our big celebration of really what makes Wisconsin so special, which is our dairy industry. We proudly wear our title as America's Dairyland, and really no other state can call themselves America's Dairyland because we have such a rich heritage of it in Wisconsin. Of course, being Alice in Dairyland, then you try your best to get out to all of those promotional events, those dairy breakfasts, and those celebrations that go on to recognize that industry that is such a cornerstone of our state's economy, a cornerstone of our state's communities, and really our culture as a state. You think about all the wonderful cheese that we have and the dairy farms that dot our landscape and how they care for the local communities, the jobs that they perpetuate in local communities and urban communities. So it really was so fun just getting out to all of those places across Wisconsin, whether it was the dairy breakfasts or the promotional events or just interacting with folks at different local events. It was so much fun to take a road trip across Wisconsin in June.
You learned a lot about our state in the last year. There are probably a lot of things concerning agriculture that you were not aware of until you became Alice, right?
There sure were. You know, I think growing up in Wisconsin, you always realize that we are a large agricultural state and that we have an incredibly diverse agricultural industry. For myself, my background was in dairy, so that was really the community that I operated in and was familiar with. But now, having gone to school in Minnesota and coming back to Wisconsin and serving as Alice in Dairyland, I've gained such a deep appreciation and awareness of just how diverse our agricultural industry is in Wisconsin and really those special communities that make up Wisconsin. I always knew that we were number one in cranberries and that we were a large producer of potatoes, but I didn't realize just how tight-knit these communities are and really how much they impact our state, whether it was our honey producers, our maple producers, our Christmas tree growers, potato growers, cranberry growers. Maybe it was some of our beef producers or our hog producers. I even extend that to some of our horticulture and floriculture crops, you know, whether it was lavender or cut flowers or nursery crops. Then I think about processing vegetables and maybe beans, whether it's green beans or some of those different canning beans that we have. I had the chance to meet so many great people in these industries and really appreciate, truly, truly appreciate just how much they all mean to our state and their impact in our $116.3 billion agricultural industry.
Did you get to be a better cook this last year and learned a bunch of recipes?
I would like to think so. I loved cooking even before I was Alice. And now in this experience, I've really been able to spotlight our Wisconsin commodities in different recipes and cooking. Whether it was potatoes, I did a monthly potato recipe over on our YouTube channels to feature Wisconsin potatoes. Maybe doing some cheese recipes, whether that was during Halloween or Valentine's Day, and showcasing some fun displays with cheese. I also really enjoyed interacting with our June Dairy Month recipes and making those as I took those around to different media partners. So I think that really allowed me to kind of connect with those excellence that was produced in our agricultural industry every day and really showcase how to use our products every day.
You brought along some props today. It looks like you've been busy making, cooking. Are those real?
These are real. So for folks that are listening in, we did do a Facebook Live on this. So be sure to head over to Facebook to take a look at the recipe I brought in today. As I traveled around in June, I had one of the dairy recipes from our dairy farmers of Wisconsin. There were many that I highlighted during the month, but one in particular that I'm really enjoying for the summer months now, as I'm looking towards July, is a grilled feta and watermelon salad recipe. Now, this recipe uses dairy ingredients like Greek yogurt, award-winning feta cheese, and some others. And then it's stacked together in stacks with slices of watermelon, some fresh greens on top, and then blueberries. So it kind of has that red, white, and blue kind of aspect to it if folks are looking for maybe a 4th of July dish to put out for guests or just enjoy with their family. So I would highly encourage folks to check this one out. You can find this recipe and many more just like it at wisconsincheese.com/recipes.
Welcome back to our morning show studios. A weather interruption today, but a needed weather interruption there. Sarah Hagen, our guest, 78th Allison Dairyland, outgoing. You were talking about this recipe that it has feta, it has watermelon, has blueberry. So is it a main dish or is it a dessert or how do you classify it?
It can really be whatever you want it to be. That's the beauty of Wisconsin dairy. It's incredibly versatile. A lot of our dairy products can fit into our breakfasts, our lunch, our desserts, even snacks. Now, this one might be a little bit more of an appetizer, perhaps for some folks, but certainly you could turn it into a dessert because it has that kind of tangy savoriness with the feta cheese and then that cool, crisp, mellow flavor with the watermelon. You drizzle it with a little bit of sweetened Greek yogurt, or maybe you want to make your Greek yogurt savory, so you can kind of fit it to whatever you need. And for our folks that were listening, if you did miss that website for where to find recipes, wisconsincheese.com/recipes is where you can find some of those summer recipes from our Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin organization. But all year long, right, we can celebrate Wisconsin dairy and really connect with that homegrown excellence by looking for the Proudly Wisconsin Cheese or Proudly Wisconsin Dairy badge on our cheeses, on our ice creams, our yogurts, our sour creams, and many other dairy products. These two indicators on packaging let you know that you're purchasing genuine Wisconsin dairy, you are bringing that really award-winning dairy product feel into your home, and perhaps most importantly, you're supporting our local farmers and our hardworking processors and ensuring that we can maintain our title as America's Dairyland.
And you have some snacks here as well, right?
I do. I brought in some snacks as well. We've got some Belgioso mozzarella cheese for everyone to enjoy. Just another way that our dairy processors are innovating and helping meet the kind of on-the-go lifestyle for some folks, or maybe just having a snack on the go by putting these mozzarella balls into more of a snack size.
Yeah, nothing better than just popping one in your mouth. You know, in between meals, sometimes you get hungry about 3 p.m. Perfect for something like that.
Absolutely. Well, in Wisconsin dairy, you know, if you need to keep fueled throughout your day, Wisconsin dairy products have a really unique nutrient profile. They have 13 essential nutrients, including protein, calcium, vitamin D, and many others that can keep you fueled throughout your day and help you live that vibrant and abundant lifestyle.
I noted that July is grilling month, so that kind of plays into Wisconsin agriculture as well, doesn't it?
It sure does. You know, whether you're looking to grill this feta, like I have in this recipe here, or maybe get some of those great beef products in. We just celebrated National Beef Month in May, perfect in time for grilling season, and now July we can enjoy the grill as well. Whether you want to get out there with burgers or steaks, maybe you want some Wisconsin bratwurst in there, support our pork industry, maybe even some chicken, or other things, fruits and vegetables can be grilled on the grill. So there's lots of ways to kind of fit those Wisconsin agricultural products into your grilling season. It's also National Ice Cream Month in July as well.
Yes, you can't beat that. That's one of my favorite things about summer.
I would agree. I mean, especially in this weather, if you're looking to maybe chill out and cool off, Wisconsin ice cream and frozen custard are definitely there to help you beat the heat this summer.
Eat that ice cream cone fast, right?
Before it all drips down, you want to make sure you get the best of it. Or maybe you want it in a sundae. Of course, Two Rivers, Wisconsin is the birthplace of the ice cream sundae. Maybe you want it in a dish, or maybe you want some frozen custard, even those little ice cream popsicles or those ice cream on a sticks that you can get. There's lots of ways to enjoy ice cream this time of year.
The new Alice was crowned in the month of May. And how did that whole pageant go? It must have went pretty well.
Oh, it was excellent. Yes, we had our Alice in Deerland finals in May. It happened in Marathon County from May 15th to the 16th. And our newest Alice in Deerland was crowned on the 16th. She is Anastasia Poole of Port Washington, and she will start her term serving as the 79th Alice in Deerland here this coming Monday, July 6th. But I would like to give a shout out to all of those top candidates that threw their hat in the ring to be selected as the 79th Alice in Deerland. All of them are impeccable agricultural advocates. And for me, it was really fun to get to know them through that process and see their skills really shine on the stage of Alice in Deerland. Certainly all of them will take their skills and abilities and passions and continue to be amazing advocates for agriculture.
It's got to be bittersweet for you, though, isn't it?
It is. It certainly is. You know, this year has been such an incredible year. And to have it come to an end, it certainly has gone fast. But, you know, it hasn't been a situation where I've blinked and missed it. I certainly feel like I've had those moments to take it all in and be present and just check in with myself throughout the process. So I'm definitely excited to carry those memories with me and just look back on this experience with the utmost fondness. Very excited to see what happens in the next chapter as well, wherever that might be. I'm really, really excited to watch Anastasia carry on that legacy of Alice in Deerland and see the skills and capabilities and interests that she will bring to the role. That's one of the most incredible things about Alice in Deerland is every year there's a new individual serving that really gets to put their own spin on the program and kind of leave their mark. So it's going to be fun to see how she leaves her legacy on the Alice in Deerland program.
We will look forward to meeting her. You had a chance to witness some of the pageant and some of the behind the scenes. What do you think put her over the top this year?
You know, all of our candidates had incredible experiences in agriculture. And for our selection panel at the end of the day, there may have been something that they saw, but I can confidently say that any of those individuals would have done a great job serving as Alice in Deerland. And those 3-day finals certainly allow you to showcase those skills, and they really kind of put you through your paces, but so incredibly rewarding. And I know all of them walked away from the experience with just the most amazing skills in agricultural advocacy and marketing and communication. I'm really excited to see where all of them take this experience and to see what they accomplish in their roles.
So we haven't decided exactly what's next for you, or you're not announcing it yet?
That is the million-dollar question, is what is next? For myself, I knew that I wanted to come into this role as Alice in Deerland and give it my absolute best right up until the end. So for me, the next thing will just be a little rest to kind of savor the memories and reflect on this entire experience. But I know long-term, I look forward to using my experiences in agriculture and my degree in college to continue to advocate on behalf of farmers and ranchers, hopefully maybe in a business space or a marketing space, maybe even a little bit in a policy space, continuing to advocate. But I really just want to help people understand just how important agriculture is. I know many of us here in Wisconsin realize it, but folks all across the nation might not realize just how much agriculture touches our lives. So I really want to help share those stories on behalf of farmers and ranchers and just continue to help have an abundant and sustainable food supply for everyone to enjoy.
You're also the answer to a trivia question. You and your sister, I did not realize this, but you're the only siblings to have ever shared the title of Alice.
That is correct. So my sister, Ashley Hagenow, served as the 76th Alice in Deerland 2 years ago, which makes us the first sister pair to have served as Alice in Deerland officially. I do understand that maybe some other Alices, you know, they've officially served and had sisters who maybe ran and were a finalist, but we are the only sisters to have officially served, which is a really, really cool and humbling part to be a small part of the history of the program. Certainly they'll realize that it's much bigger than Ashley or I. It's about the legacy that has been established by those incredible women before us, that amazing individual Alice in Deerland, Haley Heinzel, who served in between us, and of course those individuals that will come after us to just maintain this rich heritage and legacy in Wisconsin agriculture of the Alice in Deerland program.
If you and your sister arm wrestled, who would win?
Oh man, you know, I don't know. I had quite a few years training show cattle there, but she had her years in the horses, so we'd maybe have to give it a go and see who's stronger here.
That could be a tight race there,
I think. It sure could.
Oh, that's awesome. So do you have an appearance this weekend during the 4th of July holiday as well?
I will. On Sunday, July 5th, I will be able to go to the Hereford Junior Nationals here in Madison and speak to some of their leadership, their young leadership, and their royalty at their Queen's Tea. And I'm actually very excited to be joining Olivia Lulich, our 2026 Miss Wisconsin USA, because she has a background in showing livestock. So we will be there together and helping speak to the next generation about agricultural advocacy and agricultural leadership.
I know you have some fans out there. I give a shout out to our friend over in Baraboo.
Yes, I would love to give a shout out to Mike Holschbach over in Baraboo, who has a dairy farm, Heatherstone Enterprises over there on Old 12. Fun story about Mike. He's actually been one of my greatest mentors throughout my agricultural journey. I had show cattle growing up in 4-H, and as I started to get a little bit more advanced in my project, I started keeping my show cattle at Mike's farm. And throughout that process, he really showed me, you know, how to develop a show cow, how to care for them on a daily basis, the genetics behind our dairy industry, and really just how to be a great mentor. I know he's a listener of the station here, and certainly want to give Mike a thank you for playing such a role in my journey as the 78th Alice in Dairyland, and years before that, preparing me to become a great agricultural advocate, as well as just instilling my passion for dairy and agriculture.
Would you like to wind up on a farm someday, whether it be your main occupation or a hobby?
We shall see. You know, I think life's a journey, and opportunities come along that you engage with throughout your life, depending on your stage of life. I certainly would love to have show cattle again and raise those on a farm and kind of get back into that world. We shall see what comes along later on in my life. If I decide to continue the farm, maybe find an off-farm job, or whatever the case may be.
What was the most unique appearance you had? Did you have to milk a cow by hand or do any of those kind of things this year?
There were so many great experiences that I had and appearances that I had throughout this year. I've probably made hundreds of them at this point between interviews and some in-person appearances and fairs and festivals. I think one of the most unique ones I had was actually a Lumber Association meeting up in Green Bay at Lambeau Field. It really was a great opportunity to bring together our agriculture and forestry and natural resources world, because our U.S. Forestry Service is under the Department of Agriculture. So this was a great opportunity to meet with some of our lumber producers in Wisconsin, as well as some of our sawmills and woodworkers, and help them see how agriculture is really connected to our forestry industry and how we all provide products to people every single day.
No doubt. Any idea how many miles that you put on?
I know over 40,000. Not sure exactly how many miles, but I do know I'm right on track for that roughly 45 to 50,000 miles in a year that each Alice tends to travel.
Well, good. Well, continued safe travels to you. It's been an honor to get to know you. Really honored. This is your last official interview as Alice, too.
This is my very last interview, like we mentioned at the top of the interview. Such a pleasure to end it with you, Philip. It's been such a great year being able to come on WRCO, sharing the stories of agriculture. It certainly would not be possible without your help and your guidance as well. So thank you for welcoming me on as much as you have. It's been so fun to make the trip over and be able to form a friendship with you.
You bet. Come back and see us when you don't have an official role sometime. You
know? I sure will.
We'll put you to work.
You can count on that.
Outgoing Alice in Dairyland, Sarah Hagenow, joining us on the first part of the morning show today.